ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. It's already the new year in parts of the world. Here in the U.S., 2025 is just hours away. Security is tight for New Year's celebrations, but according to law enforcement, there are no specific threats.
In Atlanta, large crowds are expected for the Peach Drop, returning this year after a hiatus. In Las Vegas, 250,000 expected on the Strip for the countdown to 2025.
ABC's Lionel Moise. A team of U.S. investigators and reps from Boeing are in South Korea helping investigate Sunday's deadly plane crash. 179 people were killed, only two survivors. In the late President Jimmy Carter's hometown, Plains, Georgia, black ribbons are hung alongside U.S. flags in the small town. President Biden has said January 9th is a national day of mourning. Homicides across the U.S. will post a third straight year of declines, according to preliminary data from cities, both large and small. This is ABC News. When a million people crowd Times Square in New York City for the ball drop, they'll be warmer than usual, but also a bit soggier. Steady rain expected, temperatures near 50 degrees. But if you're ringing in the new year at home instead of in a bar or hotel ballroom, you're in good company.
To see ball drop video from Times Square, you'd think that everyone celebrates the arrival of the new year like that. But a new AP NORC Center poll finds that a majority of U.S. adults intend to spend this evening at home. About 2 in 10 will celebrate at a friend or family member's house, and only 5% plan to go to an organized event, a restaurant, or a bar. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Apple TV Plus looking to lure new subscribers with a weekend freebie from this Friday to Sunday. Anybody with an Apple ID will be able to view the streamer's entire catalog of TV shows and movies free of charge. If they like what they see, then sign up for $9.99 a month. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy in the rinse straight.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
It's the most wonderful time of the year on Pluto TV. Get all your holiday favorites absolutely free. Cozy up with festive classics like Bad Santa 2 and Scrooged to get you in the holiday spirit. Plus heartwarming movies from Lifetime and Hallmark movies and more holiday favorites. Explore entire channels guaranteed to spread the cheer with bright lights, festive fireplaces, and the holiday music you love. We've got something for everyone. Season's greetings from Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, filling in for Ted Allen. I'm Raymond Newpert. Three people are dead and a suspect is named after an incident in New Lisbon. The three unidentified victims were found dead inside a home on Monday. New Lisbon police are looking for 47-year-old Virgil Thu. Police say Thu is white, 5'10", and around 150 pounds. He was last seen wearing a dark coat and a hat. Thu is considered armed and dangerous, and if you see him, call police and do not approach him. Flags fly at half staff for the next month in honor of former President Jimmy Carter. We get more from Bob Haig.
The 39th president died age 100 following a post-presidency marked by decades of humanitarian work. In a statement, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers said Carter was a committed and dedicated advocate for peace, human rights, and treating others with dignity, decency, and respect. In accordance with federal law following the death of a former president, Evers has ordered the U.S. and Wisconsin state flags flown at half-staff at all buildings, grounds, and military installations through sunset January 28.
A West Bend woman accused of leading a deer poaching ring does not have an attorney. 36-year-old Jessica Croning is accused of killing and torturing deer and having three children take part in the incidents. A criminal complaint alleges Croning and the juveniles would drive around with a spotlight shining fields and would fire at the deer from the vehicle. If a deer was shot, they would identify the sex of the deer. Some were left to rot where they lie, while the heads of some bucks were removed. Since Kronig does not have an attorney, the case against her is on hold until she can be assigned one from the public defender's office. Three juveniles also face charges in the case, but have not been identified. A peregrine falcon born at a Wisconsin power plant has been spotted in the wild. The bird named Trapper was born this year at a We Energies plant. It's very rare to see one of those birds in the wild once they leave the nest. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For the rest of today, cloudy skies, low 30s. Tonight, clouds, an overnight low of 19. On your New Year's Day, mostly cloudy with a high near 22. For Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 14. On Thursday, mostly sunny, we'll see a high around 20 degrees. For Friday, mostly sunny, 16. Saturday, sunshine and 14.
27 right now at our studios.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Was. When you look back at this year and realize everything that the country has gone through, everything you and me and Davis and Big Apple Joe have talked about on the show, it was a year for the record book. And late in the year, the country lost our longest living president.
Live from New Year's Eve via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning we begin with a conversation with Mike Steenhoek from the Soy Transportation Coalition. Then it's Pro Farmer's Own, Jim Wiesmeyer. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now the host of AgriTalk, Chap Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, man, it's good to be back. Everything go okay yesterday?
I think so. I think we all still have jobs. I don't know if these are, you know, that's always my, I don't know if these are on or not.
I think yours is on.
It seems to be working.
Yeah.
Yours is working. You sound fantastic.
Excellent. Well, good. Good. You know, I wish that I could say that I feel that way. Yeah, it's just kind of a, here it is. It's a winter cold.
You got a little sale barn flu, do you? Just a little bit?
Yeah, I do. And I'm. You know, a little shipping fever is happening here. I've got a little respiratory thing happening. But I think we will be okay. We've got Mike Steenhoek coming up this morning. Looking forward to the conversation with Mike about, you know, what, when we have Mike on, it's because there is a problem that is threatening the shipments of grain. Okay? There's a couple of things that I want to talk about there, but first things first, let's look back at 2024 and some of the victories that we had on the shipping side of things. So
This I like.
Yep, that's where we're going to start with Steenhoek. And if I'm not mistaken, I think a very young Jim Wiesmeyer was working in Washington, D.C. during the Carter administration.
Is that right? Well, that would that would time out, wouldn't it?
Yep. So I want to talk. I want to get Jim Wiesmeyer's reflections on Jimmy Carter.
And
what a humanitarian! Good grief! Just
we talked
lost a shining example.
Absolutely, and we talked briefly with Machinery Pete about it yesterday, in his segment, and that's what he highlighted as well. Pete did that humanitarian work after the guy got out of office, the life of faith. You know what what a guy.
Yep, that is absolutely right. So, big plans for tonight?
You know, interestingly, no, not at all. I don't know what I'm going to do.
You still don't know? No idea?
Well, it's going to be something within the walls of this home. I'm not going out.
Oh.
I'm not going out.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah. What about
staying clear. Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like there's one more family gathering here for the holidays.
What?
Yeah. Right. Well,
and with you not feeling good, I mean.
I mean, I'm going to do a double check with the kiddos. And see how things are going there, because, boy, I'd hate to bring something to that group, no doubt.
Yeah.
All right, buddy, let's go ahead and get to the news. What do you got
Sure thing. Well, we'll start with the weather. A storm tracking across the Ohio Valley with occasional rain. Some snow will track across the mid-Atlantic and northeast through New Year's Day. Showers, a few thunderstorms will accompany that system as it tracks eastward, along with increasing winds. Lake effect snow will increase downwind of the Great Lakes. Hello, South Bend, into the new year. Fire weather concerns linger for portions of Southern California. We talked to Brett Waltz from BAM WX yesterday. Chip, it could get a little zoppity right around the time of the weekend this weekend.
Yeah, right around the time of the weekend. And boy, look at that extended forecast on the temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
We're going through a definite pattern change, no doubt about that.
Indeed. Well, grain and livestock markets will observe normal hours today. All markets and government offices are closed tomorrow, January 1st, for New Year's Day. Grain and livestock markets reopen at 8:30 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, January 2nd, 2025. Oil prices edged higher on Monday amid thin year-end trading, fueled by colder weather forecasts in the U.S. and Europe, which are expected to drive up diesel demand. Nat gas futures spiked 17%, reaching their highest levels since January 2023. Chip, the U.S. manufacturing sector continues to face challenges, with key indices reflecting a sixth consecutive month of contraction as of December 2024. President-elect Donald Trump has offered his, quote, complete and total endorsement of Speaker Mike Johnson as the House prepares to vote on Johnson's speakership this Friday.
Yeah.
Johnson's handling of issues like the year-end funding package has fueled intra-party dissatisfaction, complicating his path to securing the speakership. With a slim GOP majority, Johnson can lose no more than one Republican vote. Again, that vote's scheduled for January 3rd.
Well, one more in addition to Massey, because Massey has said, I'm going to vote no.
He's out, yeah.
Right. So there's one more that they could lose. Now, I don't know who it's going to be, because there's a long list of potentials. I might put Chip Roy in from Texas close to the top of that list.
Yep.
But it wouldn't surprise me at all if at least the first vote fails, even with President-elect Trump. You know what? We'll talk with Wiesmeyer more about this at the bottom of the hour.
I was going to say, I reckon Jim's got some thoughts on this deal here.
You're right.
You're going to love this. The U.S. has announced a $5.9 billion aid package with a B for Ukraine in a final Biden administration push. The package includes $2.5 billion allocated for military aid, including $1.25 billion in weapons from U.S. stockpiles and $3.4 billion in economic support to sustain Ukrainian government services. Chip, we're pulling from our own weapons stockpiles here. The Pentagon doesn't like it.
Yeah. There are a lot of people that say that January 20th can't get here fast enough. I'll just leave it at that.
Well, Chip, due to adjustments in planted acreage now, South American crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonier lowered his Argentine soybean crop estimate and raised his RG corn crop forecast. He labels weather in Argentina as, quote, worrisome amid a hotter, drier pattern. Cordonier left his Brazilian crop estimates for beans and corn unchanged, with a neutral to higher bias toward both amid generally favorable weather aside from the far south. China has approved safety certificates for 17 crop varieties, including 5 gene-edited crop varieties and 12 types of genetically modified soybeans, corn, and cotton. China also authorized the import of an insect-resistant and herbicide-tolerant GM soybean variety from BASF exclusively as a processing material. We're starting to see them bend here, Chip, as China looks to increase its domestic crop production. Maybe they're finding out a little genetic assistance really goes a long way. What do you think?
Well, you've got to do something to increase yields. That's the bottom line for China. And ignoring the technology advancements that have happened around the globe just doesn't seem like the right path to take if you need to increase your yields. No doubt. Okay. Thank you, Davis. Appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Coming up next, we are going to get into a conversation with Mike Steenhook, Executive Director, Soy Transportation Coalition on the agenda. What were some of the logistical wins in 2024? What's coming up next in 25?
Mark your calendars now for Total Acres 2025 Grower Clinic. Join the Total Acre team for 3 great days of learning and networking, January 19th to the 21st at the family-friendly Renaissance Orlando at SeaWorld. With more than 20 immersive breakout sessions and an extensive trade show, it's your chance to network with other Total Acre members from 23 states and Canada. Head online to growbigcrops.com/growerclinic registration today to register.
No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and...
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council. Ad Council.
Sometimes I just...
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a micro-epoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The micro-epoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance. Experienced loan advisors putting farmers first with farmland rates as low as 5.76%. Visit FBN.com/AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip Ledger with us on this Tuesday morning. Yes.
It's we learned this last week. It was a week ago today.
Well, then I should remember it.
When it was not, in fact, Christmas Eve day, but rather Christmas Eve the entire day.
Yes.
Here we are at New Year's Eve.
Right.
At
it's New Year's Eve.
10:18 Central Time in the morning.
That's right.
I don't know. I got to get used to that.
Well, let me take this another step.
Okay.
Let's say that it's 9 p.m.
All right.
Are you going to call that New Year's Eve night?
Oh, see, that's good. Yeah, you caught me.
All right.
So it's New Year's Eve. Happy New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. Happy
everyone.
New Year's Eve,
all
everybody.
All day long. Woo!
Mike Steenhook, Executive Director, Soy Transportation Coalition. Happy New Year, Mike.
Woo-hoo! Hey, happy New Year to you guys.
All right. Glad you're with us. Everything okay? Is it all good?
I think so. Yeah. We've obviously had some, there's been some sunny skies and also some storm clouds as well. So, kind of a typical year and we're kind of seeing probably the forecast, something similar in 2025.
All right. Yeah.
Was he talking football just then? Was that football talk?
Yeah, I was trying to get a little bit of football talk out
Yeah. When you're talking about football, it's cloudy at best.
Yeah.
Let's say cloudy at best. So
hey,
yeah,
the overs won that game. The offense in the first quarter looked fantastic.
So the thing about being a Hawkeye fan is you kind of get used to disappointment. So you're just kind of, you don't get too high. You're just kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop. So I would love one of these years where there's no expectations, where you actually exceed expectations. Yeah. That's what I would like. So,
but I hear you. And believe me, I know exactly that feeling that you are talking about, Mr. Steenhuck.
Yeah,
I know exactly.
Yeah.
See, now, thank God, Saturday night down in Orlando, the Cyclones took care of business. It was a fantastic game to be at. My gosh.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, fortunately for me, I'm married to a Cyclone. And so, you know, the rule is,
okay,
when your wife is happy, it's almost better than you yourself being happy.
Oh.
we're all good.
That's not just a rule. That's a fact of life, right?
That's some wisdom there. That's going in the notebook.
That's wisdom.
Right.
It's going in the book.
Right? Yep.
Right.
All right. Let's talk business here. And like I said at the start of the show, Mike, usually when we have you on, it's because there's some kind of an issue that we are looking at that is threatening the movement of grain around this country. There's a couple of things on the list that I want to get to regarding that. But first, let's take a look back at 2024 and go over some of the good news things. How did the situation improve in 2024?
Yeah, I mean, we're happy that, you know, one of the achievements as of late is increased investment in our multimodal transportation system, and, you know, the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act that was signed into law in November of 2021, it continues to provide some meaningful infusion of funding for a lot of these multimodal infrastructure projects. You know, I just recently was acquainted with a $38 million project to replace 6 bridges in rural Iowa. There was a project that we were heavily involved in that received $26.3 million in the Pacific Northwest, one of our key export regions, a key export terminal to help increase efficiency there. Congress did pass a Water Resources Development Act in the bottom of the ninth inning just recently that's going to provide an additional amount of financial commitment from the federal government to modernize our locks and dams. So there are a number of things that, you know, are certainly good news. And, you know, we always contend that transportation should be a bipartisan issue, and there's no reason why it should not be. And, you know, we do have examples of that actually occurring amidst all of the acrimony and dysfunction in Washington, D.C. Some tangible things can get done.
Exactly. Yep. And it's critical stuff is what's getting done. And I know there's some critical stuff that needs to get done that is an issue and will continue to be an issue. But it's this critical stuff that does get done. The infrastructure bill from 2021, man, you just rang a bell for me. And what is the status of that bill, Mike?
So transportation bills are typically 5 years in duration. So that was signed into law in the November of 2021. So a new 5-year transportation bill will be due in 2026. So I do anticipate that, you know, one of the items on the agenda for the new Congress and the new president during the course of 2025 is to be thinking in terms of what the replacement legislation will be. Now, the thing is, there wasn't a significant increase in funding for transportation projects. And so then do you maintain that level of funding, or do you kind of revert back to more historical levels of funding, which, of course, that would be constituted as a quote unquote cut to transportation. So that's obviously one of the big questions. But every state department of transportation, they themselves have their own 5-year program when they invest and maintain their system under their jurisdiction. And the federal government is an important participant in providing some of that funding. So state DOTs are always like anxious for the federal government to try to provide some kind of long-term signal. So there's going to be a lot of encouragement to try to start getting this process going during the course of this year.
Okay. Okay. WERDA, what do we need to know about that bill?
So a Water Resources Development Act, which is WERDA for short, those are passed every 2 years. And what that does is it provides kind of the blueprint or the strategy for how we're going to maintain and improve our inland waterway system, our ports, our flood mitigation kind of infrastructure. And then the second step after a WERDA bill is passed is the appropriation step. That's where the funding actually goes to those projects, and that's usually the more challenging task. But the authorization step, which a WERDA bill does, that is indeed very important. One of the things that we're happy about this year is that when you construct a new lock and dam project or you do a major rehabilitation project, there's a cost share associated with that. The current cost share is 65% from the federal government, 35% from the private sector through something called the Inland Waterways Trust Fund.
Right.
The WERDA bill that was just signed into law adjusted that cost share to 75% federal government, 25% private sector. Okay. So what this means is more federal investment projected for lock and dam projects, which will help these projects get done quicker and allow us to kind of move down this queue of additional projects that are very necessary.
Okay. All right. All right. Excellent. The SHIPS Act, have you given that much attention yet? What do you make of it?
So now I just want to clarify, there's two legislation. One relates to truck weight limits and one relates to container shipping. They have very similar. I want to make sure which one are you talking about?
Shipbuilding. Let's have more U.S. flag.
Oh, shipbuilding.
And owned and manned vessels out there.
Yeah. So that's something that is, that's a real kind of, challenge for us. We do have something called the Jones Act that kind of protects our domestic shipbuilding industry. It's viewed as a national security issue, which, I certainly understand. But, the reality is shipbuilding is not on a level playing field throughout the world. One of the reasons why there's so much shipbuilding in China is and in Korea is because those industries are indeed subsidized, particularly in China. Yep. So that is something, and it's something that we definitely want to have a domestic shipbuilding industry, because if we all of a sudden have to surge up and produce a bunch more naval vessels, we don't want to look for other countries to do
that. Exactly. Okay, a minute left here. What do you make of all this talk about the Panama Canal?
Yeah, I mean, when I hear a lot about China owning the Panama Canal is owned by the Republic of Panama, the people of Panama. Now, there are two of the five ports in Panama have a 25-year concession to be operated by a company called Hutchison Port Holdings. That's a Hong Kong-based company. So there's a Hong Kong based company that operates two of the five ports in China. China Investment did build a new bridge a few years ago.
Program for details. Always read and follow label directions. It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country.
or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Bob.
Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Milk markets are mostly lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, February milk down 35 to 2032, March down 35 to 1996, April down 28 to 1955, May up 4 at 1940. Meanwhile, live cattle markets mostly higher. Feeder cattle also moving mostly higher as the trade does expect higher cash markets and increased packer demand at the end of the week. Now, the nearby live cattle market is a bit lower due to lower box beef prices. The sell-off continues in the hog markets on consumer demand concerns, also breaking through some of the resistance levels and support levels has extended the sell-off. December live cattle down 22 cents to 193.85. January feeder cattle up $1.30 to 262.92. February hogs down 80 cents to 80.82. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn markets moving mostly higher at the end of the year. Some short covering at the end of the year. Really not a lot of big bullish news to help with the corn market. Soybeans mostly higher. Dry weather concerns in Argentina starting to crop up, and that is helping to support soybeans along with strength in some of the soybean products. Wheat markets are relatively flat today. Matif wheat slightly higher. That is helping to support the market. New crop corn up 3.5 to 442 and a half. New crop beans up 10 to 1018 and a quarter. March wheat up a half to 548 and three quarters. Minneapolis wheat up a quarter to 594. With markets, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. We support our customers through quality feed, seed, fertilizer, and most of all, service. We know Bluff Country because we live here. At Bluff Country, we understand the importance of community and the relationships we build. Our commitment is to provide you with top quality products and the service you deserve. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. If the world is your oyster, we've got pearls of wisdom on AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory, on this last day of 2024. Joining us right now, Jim Wiesmeyer, Pro Farmer Policy Analyst. Happy New Year, Jim.
Happy New Year to you.
All right. Thank you. And I don't mean to date you here, Jim, but President Carter was in office when you started in D.C. Is that right?
I was even here before he got in, to tell me how long I've been
Ford?
Here. Ford? Yeah, before. He was the first full-fledged where I had more experience, Chip, in covering an administration. In fact, I interviewed both Carter and Reagan when he went for re-election. But it's a throwback to a lot of days, Chip, that I fondly remember. From a policy perspective, I don't fondly remember, however.
Right. But he kept you hopping on ag issues, didn't he?
Oh, my goodness. What people probably forget or don't even know, when he was in Georgia, of course, he was a peanut grower, but he was primarily a peanut seed dealer, and he also had an input supply company. So he was more agribusiness-oriented, Chip. He didn't like too much price supports. He wanted to keep them as low as possible. That didn't cater well with his Democratic colleagues at the time.
Right, right. So the interview that you did with Carter for Pro Farmer, what do you remember from that?
That I knew Reagan was going to win, primarily because every time that we asked for details on a policy topic, Carter would answer them in detail, but Reagan would say, there you go again, this is why I have a cabinet.
Yeah.
So he was, I remember USDA people sending me press releases, Chip, that he would redline and edit. So he just didn't, he wanted to do too much. A very nice guy. There, no, and he had good people at USDA. Oh. Bob Berglund as USDA secretary. Yeah. I remember the ag person at the White House, Lynn Daft. Oh, my goodness. He taught me so much about the White House dealings in agriculture. But I think where he went wrong on policy issues was, of course, energy. He had to deal with inflation. And that's where, if you recall, we were in lines depending on your license plate number when to get gas. That didn't sit well. He never did deal with inflation right. On the ag movement, he had the American ag movement come after him because of the low prices. A lot of farmers went out of business. But I think his strategic mistake in policy from the ag sector perspective was the Carter grain embargo against the then Soviet Union. The reason, Chip, he did not listen to his vice president, Walter Mondale, from Minnesota, who tried to talk him against it. Instead, he listened to the CIA that would bring an embargo, would bring the Soviet Union to their knees. What Mondale tried to tell him was that they would just liquidate their inventory and they would have all the meat that they wanted, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, crazy. We learned a lot from the Carter administration, and I am not downplaying what the person, okay? But during the Carter administration in agriculture, we learned a lot about what not to do with the price supports and the embargoes. And, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I guess I would call them unintended consequences that happened to agriculture during that time period.
Yeah, well, when it comes to farm policy, he was overruled by his own Democrats. They held sway in Congress, both in the House and Senate, Chip. So it wasn't really the farm bill that he wanted, I'll tell you that, Carter. But it was what the Democrats wanted. And in dairy policy, you talk about when you subsidize anything, you get more of it. Well, that's where Carter differed, that he really supported the dairy industry with, at the time, too high price supports, and we got an avalanche of dairy products given to the government. So, yes, as a person, he was ideal. No ifs, ands, or buts. But again, the people he selected, he had a pretty good cabinet. You know, I remember talking to a number of them. So, but another one that his USDA, again, secretary was Bob Berglund. They had the first ever liaison with farm groups. Cliff Osi, I remember, was his name. And he dealt with the farm groups trying to listen to what they wanted. But it was not a good years for agriculture because of what you said, the misdirections. But that was really, I think, Congress's fault rather than Carter's.
Yep. Huge foreign policy wins and losses during that Carter administration, wasn't there?
Oh, yes. Mideast, Israel, and aspect. No, ifs, ands, or buts. That was his signature, one of his signature issues.
Yep.
And he really began from I guess you could call it foreign policy and food policy. Food donations, he really emphasized them, and also the food stamp program. So you can trace a lot of things back to Carter in that vanguard. Yep. But the other aspects in his early years as president, Chip, he decreased the amount of expenditure for defense, but he came around his last year and set up Reagan, if you will, for a number of big pushes in the to rebuild our defense. So he learned, at least he learned from his mistakes.
Yep. Okay. What's next is a state funeral, right? What does that mean?
On the 9th, it means that the government is off markets. I guess ag markets. I think I wrote today that they'll be off and things like that. So
okay.
and the National Cathedral will have him lay in state and of course up yeah. up in Congress as well it should, because he was the president.
Right. Yeah, when Big Apple Joe sent me a couple of notes here, you know, there are other things to talk about with President Carter. Afghanistan, the Olympic boycott, the Iranian hostages, it all happened in such a short period of time.
It did. His last year, actually.
Yes.
In an office.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, in August he tried to capture to go after those hostages, and it failed, and that's really when he lost the election. Initially, his embargo was widely supported against the Soviet Union, but then, as we see with any embargo, it's you can't control it, Chip. So, yeah, it was a mixture of a lot of big decisions gone awry.
Yeah. Yep. And he did not. You mentioned this a couple of times. He didn't always agree with his party. And especially the left leaners in his party. Did he?
That's how he became president, because he took him on. He was a centrist. I mean, he couldn't. No way could he win the election in the Democratic Party nowadays. He's more of a Republican when you look at it. Now, he's not total Republican, because he was really for the small to medium producers. So that's more in line with the Vilsack approach to agriculture now. So he was kind of a mixture, Chip, but he really fell back on his business dealings, where one of his best things he did was deregulate. Again, a Democrat to deregulate. He was not your typical Democrat. The airline industry, etc. He did more things than people realize when you look back on the pro side, side as well.
Exactly. All right. We need to take the last couple of minutes here and do a little bit of looking forward. What is the situation with Speaker Mike Johnson?
Representative Chip Roy, Republican from Texas, just came out. He was on Fox's program Barney and Company, and he doubted whether or not Johnson has the ability to secure enough support to retain his leadership. So here we go.
Well,
who will they pick if it's not him? Although Trump came out, and Musk, Elon Musk, in support of Mike Johnson. So this is going to test President-elect Trump's role in his own party. But he just can't lose. He can only lose one vote, Chip, on the Republican side.
Now, is it Massey plus one vote, or is it just one vote? Because Massey has already said he's not going to vote for
Massey.
Johnson.
So he can lose one vote. He can lose one vote.
Well, then he's out.
No, he can lose one vote and still get in.
Okay.
Yeah, you just can't lose more than one vote. But you've got we don't know where Chip Roy is, because he sometimes talks a game and then votes another way. But other Republican members, Andy Biggs from Arizona, they've also withheld support. So it's not looking good right now, but we're going to see Trump really pound away at this. And there's still time.
Well, I tell you what, the Republicans that decide that they are not going to vote for Mike Johnson are setting the stage for the next 4 years of a combative relationship with the White House, right?
I agree. And we can go into who's it going to be? Roy suggested Byron Donalds from Florida, or Jim Jordan, Ohio, but Johnson is well thought of by the vast majority of people in the Republican Party. So there
you
are.
I hope they don't ruin Donaldson by making him Speaker of the House.
Yeah,
they need to leave that guy alone and continue to groom.
It's a good
because I think there's a lot of potential. Yeah, there's. I think there's a lot of potential for that.
Agreed.
For that politician. So, hey, buddy, Happy New Year, my friend. We'll talk to you later.
Happy New Year to you. Yep.
All right, Jim Wiesmeyer, Pro Farmer Policy Analyst.
Scammers often.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
We can help you protect it. Bootstrapped and ready to serve, Atticus delivers battle-tested chemistries, AIs that you've come to trust and rely on from a manufacturer that strives to operate in a way that makes us accessible, responsive, and reliable. Our relevant portfolio is ready to protect your battlefields and livelihood. No matter the pest, weather, or politics, Atticus and your American farmer tenacity is battle ready. Meet your ally, AticusLLC.com.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council. Ad Council.
As a grower, when you take out a land loan from FBN Finance, you're borrowing more than money. You're borrowing expertise from loan advisors who are often farmers themselves. You're borrowing loan technology that makes smart decisions faster and easier. Don't just borrow money. Borrow more at fbn.com/agritalk. Offered by FBN Finance and its lending partners. NMLS ID 1631119. Terms and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer, a CPA and author of the Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer. Join me every week on the Top Producer podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
You say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens before you leave the car. Always stop, look, Block. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Atticus, providing battle-tested chemistries you know and trust.
I ain't as good as I once was.
Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. We are just as good as we ever was.
That's right.
I dare say. I'm feeling it today. Feels about right.
Good.
Davis Michaels in here.
Do you feel any different at the end of 24 than you did at the start of 24?
To be honest, I'm tired, brother. I've had enough.
Yeah. It was an exhausting year. There's no question about that.
It really was. Yeah.
Everything that we have talked about on this show in the past year.
Mm-hmm.
I hope and honestly, I pray that the history books get it right and just don't make crap up.
Yeah.
Okay, I hope they get it right. I pray they get it right.
What do you want to make sure they get it right? What do you want? What do you want in there?
There were things that were done in 2024 that people should be held accountable for. That if they aren't, it's an example of what can be gotten away with, rather than an example of how things should be done.
Mm-hmm.
Like covering up the health of President Biden, covering up the health of that of the lawmaker, the Republican, the lady from Texas.
Oh yeah.
For like the last 6 months, she's been in a memory care facility, is what I understand.
Yeah, I read that as well.
And we covered that up. Wait, why? Put it out there in front of everybody, and let's get a replacement in place.
Yeah, a little transparency.
Please. Mm-hmm. Please. I don't ignoring the rules or making the rules up yourself on how this country should be run is beyond anybody's pay grade.
Mm-hmm.
The rules have been written. Just follow them. There. Okay. I feel better.
Well, they spent the entire campaign accusing their opponent that he was going to wreck democracy.
Oh, yeah.
All the while skirting.
Get ready.
Skirting the basic rules. Yeah. Yeah.
Get ready to vote, because if he wins, it'll be the last time you get to vote.
Yep.
Come on, people.
You can't spend 15 years preaching that message and expect it not to have an impact somehow.
Right.
It's just not, I think it's just not the impact that the designers had in mind.
That's right. That's right. Crazy.
I've got this. Yeah,
okay.
Go on. No, you said okay. You go ahead. No, you said okay first. You got nothing?
I got nothing. Go.
Chinese state-sponsored hackers breached the U.S. Treasury Department's computer security guardrails this month and stole documents in what Treasury called a, quote, major cybersecurity incident. Beijing claims the Chinese state-sponsored actor was behind the security breach. Beijing says those claims are groundless and lack evidence. The Treasury Department certainly seems convinced. But this is the first time hearing about this, bro. This is weeks ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how big a deal it is.
I just, you know, you just wonder exactly where, what information was lost and how it's going to be used going forward.
Well, that's what I wonder about, like, the TikTok thing, too.
Yeah.
You know, people say, well, you know, what are you going to get videos of people blowing out their birthday candles and whatnot? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's more tracking and logistics and trends and everything that that is important there, which kind of brings me to one of the things that I think is going to be a big story in 2025.
Ooh, let's have this.
And by the end of 2025, we are going to realize the infancy of AI.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Just how much more capable that process, that technology is going forward. I hate to give it life, but that technology is alive.
I agree.
And it is constantly evolving.
Mm-hmm.
And it's evolving at a pace that is incomprehensible to you and me.
Yep.
So what is going to be the situation with AI by the time we get to the end of 2025? I mean, it either scares the heck out of you or excites you to the point that you're like, whoa, let's get this thing rolling.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I guess I'm a little bit both on this.
Yeah, I guess maybe we could look at the rollout of the cell phone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, to have to walk around with Walkmans, and then it was Discmans and whatever. Now you got, I don't even know how many thousands of tunes I've got on my phone, just as an example. But the next generation's coming up. They can't live without these phones. They don't think they can.
That's right. Well, and the amazing thing is the device that I'm holding in my hand at this very moment,
mm-hmm.
compared to that 1960-something computer invented at Iowa State University, compared to the computers that NASA had in place
mm-hmm.
when we first put a man on the moon, and I mean, there's just, you could have done it all with this phone.
You know, that's interesting because I've been thinking, you know, AgriTalk, we need a project, a big project.
Yeah.
I've heard people say that before. You have as much computing power in your pocket as they did at NASA. And I believe it. I think we can send Stackler to the moon to plant the AgriTalk flag. What do you think? Big Apple Joe, are you in? You want to go to the moon in 2025?
All in.
Not far enough.
Send the man wants Mars. Oh, dream big, baby. Dream big in 25, Big Apple.
Send me to the sun.
Let's get you. Oh, Icarus, come on now. Let's get you lined up with Elon and get you one of the first rides.
Now we're talking.
Point that
now
catapult.
Things are happening.
Woo! Yeah. Yeah, it is some sort of a catapult that he's using. I think that's what it is. You know, if you can survive the first 15, 20 seconds of it, you'll be just fine. Ladies and gentlemen, here we are.
Yes.
End of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Happy New Year. Congratulations. You made it to the end of
We love you guys. Best of
year.
Luck in 25.
Wishing you happiness, health, and prosperity in the year ahead. From me, Davis, and Big Apple Joe Stackler here on AgriTalk.
Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revilock fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15th, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details. We'll be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. People in Pakistan celebrating the start of the new year. In the distance, fireworks bursting in